Hey everyone, and welcome back to another episode of our podcast. I'm Sarah, your host, and today we have an incredibly exciting topic that's buzzing in the business world. We're diving deep into the reasons why Dubai is such a prime hotspot for fintech startups. And with me today is someone who knows this landscape inside out. Armin, welcome.
Thanks so much, Sarah. I'm thrilled to be here and can't wait to unpack why Dubai is the place to be for fintech innovators.
So, Armin, let's get right into it. Dubai's been getting so much attention in the fintech scene lately. What's going on over there that's making all the difference?
Honestly, Sarah, Dubai has transformed itself into a global magnet for fintech for a few reasons. First off, it's the city's unique position as a business gateway between East and West. That means startups based in Dubai can access markets in the Middle East, Asia, and even Africa in a way that's hard to match anywhere else.
That's phenomenal. And don't forget the infrastructure, right? Between the skyscrapers and high-speed internet, Dubai's just built for fast growth.
Absolutely. Not to mention the government's laser-sharp focus on innovation. Initiatives like the Dubai International Financial Center, DIFC, and the FinTech Hive Accelerator really show how serious Dubai is about fostering fintech growth.
Speaking of DIFC, I've heard it's often called the Wall Street of the Middle East. Is that hype or reality?
It's both, actually. DIFC offers a robust regulatory framework that provides clarity and confidence for startups. Plus, there are support networks, mentoring, funding, co-working that help entrepreneurs hit the ground running.
And let's talk lifestyle, too. The sunshine, the culture, the incredible events. It's just not your average business city.
No kidding. Dubai offers that perfect blend. Work in hyper-modern offices by day, explore world-class cuisine and entertainment by night. It definitely helps attract international talent.
But beyond the glamour, it's got teeth for business, doesn't it? Things like the new virtual business licenses and 100% foreign ownership in certain sectors, it's a game changer.
It really is. Those reforms have broken down barriers for global entrepreneurs, making it so much easier to set up shop.
All this talk makes Dubai sound like fintech paradise. For anyone listening who's thinking about launching a startup, what would you say makes the market so ripe right now?
There's a real hunger for innovation, especially in digital payments, regtech, insurtech, and blockchain. The population is young, tech-savvy, and there's great adoption of new technology. Plus, with events like GITAC and the Future Blockchain Summit, the ecosystem is buzzing with collaboration.
It sounds like the ideal springboard for new ideas.
Exactly. And the appetite for partnerships is huge. Banks and financial institutions are looking to team up with fintechs to serve customers better.
So, Armin, for those entrepreneurs who are feeling inspired, let's get really practical for a moment. Could you walk us through what it actually takes to start a business in Dubai? What are the must-know steps and strategies?
Absolutely, Sarah. Here's where the rubber hits the road for anyone thinking of taking the plunge. First, do your homework on the market. Research your niche, competitors, and pinpoint your value proposition. Dubai is all about innovation, so make sure your idea truly stands out.
Love that. Stand out or stand aside, right?
Exactly. Once you've nailed down your idea, your next step is choosing the right jurisdiction. Dubai offers both mainland and free zones, each with its benefits. Free zones like DIFC or Dubai Multi-Commodity Center, DMCC, offer specific advantages, like 100% foreign ownership, zero import duties, and streamlined startup processes.
That sounds really efficient.
It is. After that, register your business and get your license. Most free zones have a one-stop shop approach, so you can get set up pretty quickly. And because Dubai regulators are so pro-innovation, fintech firms can access sandboxes to test their solutions or even get regulatory waivers as they validate new business models.
Super helpful. But starting a new business is never all smooth sailing. What challenges should founders expect? And more importantly, how can they overcome them?
That's a great question, Sarah. Let's be real. Setting up in Dubai is exciting, but it's not without challenges. For one, local competition is strong, and cultural differences can trip up abroad founders. Plus, the regulatory landscape is always evolving, so it's vital to stay informed.
So how do you tackle those curveballs?
Build a solid local network. Join accelerators, attend meetups, and partner with local advisors who know the ins and outs. Also, invest in understanding Dubai's business etiquette. Relationships matter here. It pays to collaborate and embrace the local culture.
That's fantastic advice. Any words on dealing with regulatory changes?
Stay plugged in to industry updates and leverage the advisory resources offered by free zones and government agencies. Also, recruit a good legal consultant with Dubai expertise, so you're never caught off guard.
This is pure gold, Armin. I'm sure listeners are itching to get started. Any final words to motivate our budding founders?
If you've got an entrepreneurial spark and a standout idea, Dubai is primed for you. With a supportive ecosystem, government backing, and global reach, there's never been a better time to take action.
To everyone tuning in, consider this your sign. Take that idea out of your notebook and into the world, because Dubai is open for bold business dreams.
We'd love to hear what inspired you in today's episode. Drop your thoughts, questions, or ideas for future episodes in the comments or on social media. Who knows? Your business might be our next success story.
Thanks for joining us, everyone. Stay curious, stay ambitious, and until next time, keep dreaming big.